Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their charitable foundation at MTE is called Sharing Change. And it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation. And it supports hundreds of nonprofits. Actually, over $11 million and growing. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services is highlighted today in our conversation. Brent Carter is joining us here this morning to talk about things all EMS. Good morning, sir.
We'll talk about highlights, you know. No, we're good. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good to have you.
Y'all been busy?
Yeah, I think you all have too, haven't you?
Oh, man, we are setting records. It's just been crazy. 5 days ago, one shift, one 24-hour shift did 171 calls, 911 calls.
That's crazy. Is that an all-time record for a day?
That is an all-time record. We're averaging plus or minus 120 usually throughout. But to go 51 more calls in the same shift, it just, yeah, that's an all-time high.
Any particular reason, or is it just?
Just a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, the heat, I mean, it's just shortness of breath. Yeah, it's crazy.
I guess just the number of
the number of population people. Is coming into Rutherford County.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, we got 18 trucks on the road right now, 3 supervisor vehicles, so we're staying on top of it. But that shift, they got their handed to them, you know. I mean, it was just that bad.
Is there any particular time of the day that's busier than others, or is it
24
just
hours?
Really?
Yep. So that averaged what, 9.5 calls per truck. That includes Eagles and, you know, usually our slower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll run 3 or 4 calls usually, but everybody was busy. It was crazy.
So, considering those are the slower trucks, will they usually have fewer calls that they go on and maybe some others instead of having an average of 9?
We did an average of like a 9.5. You know, the in-city trucks probably run.
They're going to be in double digits anywhere, probably, right?
Yeah, they're in double digits.
Yeah.
You know, 15 to 20 easy.
Wow.
Themselves, because they got a short turnaround. They're at the hospital already, you know, so they can do a quick turnaround and get back available. So.
And these are 24-hour shifts, right?
These are 24-hour shifts.
So,
yes, sir.
I mean, I've always wondered, that has to be hard, you know. Just
it's a little tough. You get used to it, honestly.
Really?
You know, I mean, now that we're on that 24/72s, so they get 3 days off after that 24-hour shift, where when I was on the trucks, it was 24 and 48. So you spent, if you got busy on your 24-hour shift, you spent half the day catching up on your sleep, you know, and your food intake and all that kind of stuff. So
and then you only had
like a day off, and then here you go, or a day and a half off, and then here you go again.
Yeah.
But now that they're doing the 3 days off, they're getting a little more rest. They're in a better – they're staying in better moods. You know, so their patient care is a whole lot better than us grumpy old men that, you know, didn't get enough sleep.
So do you, so it's one 24-hour shift and then 72 hours. So, but doesn't keep you on the same day all the time either.
No, but you can count them out on a calendar. You know, if you work on a Monday, so you got what, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're not going to work again until Friday. So, and then it just changes every week. It's just every fourth day you're going to work.
And that includes the weekends in there?
It doesn't matter if it's weekends, holidays, none of it. Yeah. Rainy days, snowy days, hot days, cold days, doesn't matter. You know, every fourth day you're going to come in here and get on a truck.
Yeah.
Unless you take some vacation time.
Sure, I understand. And do a lot of these folks work together? I know that there's more than one person on a truck.
Yeah, there's two on every ambulance. So, with 18, that's what, 36 people on a shift there, plus 3 supervisors. So there's about 39 people on each shift. And they bid once a year for their station. Sometimes they bid for partners, and then whatever stations is open when they're up to bid, then they'll bid into that station if they want to just keep their same partners. But once a year, they rebid So if somebody wants to get out of the busier stations and some of the slower, you know, stations are available when it's time for them to bid, then, you know, if you're the newbie on the truck, then guess where you're headed.
You're going to get whatever's left over, right?
Yeah. You're going to get the bottom of that drain, you know?
So you get to work for the most part with the same person.
Yes, sir.
Frequently, which is... Sir.
Well, yeah. I mean, for a year at least, you're going to work with that same person that you either pick or they picked you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, paramedics get all first pick choices first, and then EMTs get to fall in behind and either fill holes or jump in with that one person.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's a big process, but it keeps everybody, at least most people that they want to work with somebody, they can work with.
Mm-hmm. And
what shift you want to be on.
Sure. Two on every truck, right?
Yes, sir.
So, does the same person always drive, or do they swap that out?
No, they usually rotate. It just depends on the call. If it's most of our trucks, we've got a few trucks that are double paramedic trucks, so they'll rotate a call. Who drives, who rides in the back, who drives, who rides in the back. They just rotate it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a paramedic and an EMT, it just depends on the call. If it's an ALS call, paramedic's going to ride with it every time. And if it's... falls into an EMT's standard of care, then they can ride with it.
Now, what is an ALS call?
Cardiac arrest, shortness of breath, you're going to give some meds, you know, things like that. More advanced skills.
Gotcha.
Need to be in the back of that truck with that patient.
Do a lot of the EMTs, or do they get that job and then they work toward being a paramedic?
Yes, sir.
How that kind of
most
works
of them too? All are, you know, we just had, I don't even know the number now, but we just had a pretty good chunk pass all their paramedic schooling. So they'll be going into this next bid as a paramedic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll be down on the seniority list, but they're still going to be able to bid as a paramedic.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, most of them, they want to do more.
That's got to be hard to do, though, to be on a truck every 24 or 72 and then also go to school at the same time.
It was tough on a 2448 when I went through it.
I bet.
You know, because you had to work out your rotations. You got to, you know, you still got to ride other ambulance trucks. Yeah, I mean, I was in Nashville. I was in Murray County. I was anywhere riding Williamson County, riding my rides, Bedford County.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to do that rides. And then you also have to do your in-classroom stuff too. So a lot of these schools are kind of rotating with to help you, you know, and let you fall into it.
I guess. Well, they probably have to if they want to have, you know, people in those classes.
They're working with everybody. And everybody that's just got out of school is going to be some really good medics, mm-hmm. too. So,
Brent Carter with Rutherford County EMS joining us today. So, in Rutherford County, do we have all the paramedics that we have spots for, or is that
right now? And they're still interviewing too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're doing pretty good. Most all the shifts are completely full, but we're still, you know, we've got some PRN people too that we can call on or put it out for them to be able to jump on when they need it.
You know, I was just thinking, you know, there's a teacher shortage. I mean, is there a shortage of paramedics?
Oh, yeah, it's a nationwide shortage for paramedics. Yeah, not as much as EMTs because they're kind of getting into it. And with this, our transport trucks, our convalescent trucks that do, you know, hospital to back to nursing homes and just little patient transports, we can hire a basic EMTs. So we kind of can see how their work is going, and then if they go to AEMT school, then they have an option to get on the 911 trucks.
Okay.
So we're going to take advanced EMTs, put them on the, you know, and then they have that option to go on to be paramedics.
So the we call it convalescent?
Yes. Or transport.
Transport. Okay. Mm-hmm. So is that part of the 18 trucks that we have, or is it a separate?
No, there's six extras of those.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're
and that's all they do?
That's all they do. Yep. And they'll take them from, you know, maybe from Murfreesboro Hospital back to a nursing home in Woodbury, you know, or Bedford, or, you know, they're busy.
Yeah.
They average about 400 calls a month.
And that's on top of the other
trucks.
That's
on top of the,
what,
4,000,
you
know, 911 calls we do a month.
Are those trucks scattered through the county, or are they kind of in
they got
central?
One location where the old hospital used to be over there on Burton Street across the street from NHC.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So they all start there. All the phone calls go into there. They've got, you know, their separate supervisor that kind of works as a dispatcher too. So she lines them all out and gets them all rolling and keeps track of them.
And that's a schedule that can kind of be put down if, you know, someone is going to need a transport sometime on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, hospital calls them, doctor's office calls them, whatever it is. Yeah, she'll have it all scheduled out.
So they could be all over the county, honestly.
Oh, they could be all over in and out of the county.
Yeah.
You know, in and out of
the transporting to, Now, those that maybe are emergency situations and they go to St. Thomas Rutherford and then maybe need to be transported to Nashville, are those?
We do most of the time.
Those are 911 trucks.
Yeah. Most of the time, we're using a 911 truck to take them because if it's an emergency transfer, those are all basic EMTs. They're going to need a paramedic on the back of it, so or in the back with the patient. So a 911 truck will transport them to Nashville.
Yeah.
You know,
as our population grows, so does traffic, and it just makes it that much harder to get around.
School.
Yeah.
When school comes back into play, I mean, how hard is it to get in and out of your house?
Very difficult.
Yeah. So traffic plays a big part in our response time.
And that Medical Center Parkway area, speaking of around the hospital, continues to grow too. I drove down that new Gateway Boulevard as well. That little cut through is going to help some.
It'll
just
help
to get from one side to the other, but you know,
open up some more veins where, you know, we can get around when it is busy time.
Yeah,
you know, people going to work, people getting off work, we don't know when we're going to get a call in that 24-hour period. It could be 2 o'clock in the morning, or it could be right at traffic time, you know, when school starts, anything like that.
Yeah,
so it gets a little hectic.
With the
system that we have on the truck, say all the trucks are GPS. So when you call 911, you're going to get the closest truck to wherever that call come. It doesn't matter if Eagle was just driving through to, you know, get gas. If they're closer to that call in Laverne or wherever they were, they're going to get that call.
And then if there's a call in Eagleville, the closest to Eagleville,
it would be, you know, be over Rockville. You know, well, we got that station in Rockville. So, yeah, I mean, they shuffle all around all day long.
I kind of think about it like you see the airplane tracker, you know, and it's kind of like that. It's seeing all these
almost
little
exactly
dots.
Like that. Yeah, because they can see, our dispatchers can see where every truck is. And then with the computer system and a GPS links to that computer system, so you call 911, boom, it just starts sending trucks.
Yeah.
They're close.
There's no hiding.
There is no hiding at all, you know.
Oh, it's pretty fascinating.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it works, and we're still holding about a 6-minute response time if you call 911 with or without traffic on whatever time of day.
Even in those days when you have 150 plus.
Yeah, exactly. We're still holding that average response time.
Well, I know it's great work, and it goes maybe unappreciated until you need it.
Until you need it. Nobody really knows what we do.
Yeah. Brent, thanks for stopping by. It's always fun to catch up with you, and thanks for everything that the guys and gals at EMS do. Keep us safe.
Thank you, sir, for letting us come on and brag about them.
Absolutely. Great folks. Rutherford County EMS joining us today, Brent Carter, and that's going to wrap up our program here for a Wednesday. Thanks for joining, and do keep in mind that it's going to be very hot today, so be sure to hydrate if you're out there, and stay cool, everybody. We'll see you next time.